very special Hank FM edition of
Not Necessarily the News.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
A Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. With so many great stories to choose from, why, how can you pick just one? Luckily, you don't have to. Thanks for picking us, and for all those streaming it live on our Hank Facebook page. And a happy birthday to my mom.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
There you go.
He knows.
Google, since we have coming up our Tuesday morning top 10 at 7:15, and the kids go back fully, the last phase wave from spring break. Top 10 signs, by the way, you had a lame spring break. It's coming at 7:15. Google looked at the top spring break searches by states. We talked about when it came to destinations, Texans explored Mexico the most.
Say.
And there may be something more to that for not wanting to travel long distances, because six states Googled spring break at home, and that includes Texas leading the way on the most searches. For when it comes to spring break ideas, quote, spring break at home.
Oh, dear.
So, there you go, kids. Can we go on spring break? We have spring break at home. We don't need to go out for it. I just bought a bunch at Costco. They just opened it up. So, happy spring break. It could be lame. 7:15, Tuesday top 10 coming up.
They did open that Costco during spring break. That's so funny.
We have spring break. We have plenty of it. Just not looking.
You know, Trisha Yearwood got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Quite the star-studded affair. Reba was there, Carly Pierce as well, which took place in front of the legendary Capitol Records building in Southern California. Trisha had a lot to say, namely that her husband Garth Brooks was a lifelong cheerleader, and despite all of his own accolades and awards, he always gets more excited when it's something that she wins and appreciates all of his support. Garth had tears flowing down his face the entire time.
It's good to see.
Aww.
She got a good spot on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, too. Like, in front of something notable. You know, not like Gary Busey, who's in front of a Sbarro pizza or something like that.
That's no Costco pizza.
Good morning, Gary Busey. I know he watches.
Good morning.
Well, we had talked about the troubles that the DNA genetic testing company 23andMe have had over the past several months, but officially yesterday, 23andMe recently filed for bankruptcy. And it's not looking good for them. And this is one of those places where you swab your mouth, give them a little saliva, and then you send it off, and they tell you that, you know, you're related to Francis Scott Key. And Gary Busey, maybe. Yeah.
Those weirdos start emailing you. Hey, we're related.
Anyway, with this bankruptcy and it looks like going out of business, 23andMe plans to sell its assets. Stocks are below $1. They say, though, that all of your data, if you did this, will remain safe.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
Right.
It's going to be great.
So, turns out 23andMe filed for bankruptcy, and it turns out they were about 99% match for bad at finances when it came down to
make
it.
Make good choices.
Yeah. If you see another you walking around, this is maybe going to be why.
JB and Heather.
Yeah, him too.
She knows. So, KB was lamenting the lack of spring break action this year, but fear not, have we got something for you. Bachelor in Paradise, The Golden Years. It's going to be contestants looking for sun, fun, love, and lots of butterscotch candies on the beach. Fans are promised romance, drama, and new friendships as well.
So this off the heels of The Golden Bachelor and Bachelorette. And they're just going to keep pushing this until...
Put them all on the beach.
Until somebody breaks a hip. Is that what we're doing? By the way, it was the finale of The Bachelor last night. Let us bask in the glow of their love.
Juliana?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yeah! A million times, yeah.
So there you go.
You're so in love.
Juliana and Grant are going to move to Boston. And more interestingly, though, I saw Fireball is giving out Fireball things that last a lifetime. Fireball Whiskey giving out lifetime supplies of Fireball Whiskey. Mm. Now, you do, there is a caveat, you have to be 90 years old or older. Which is kind of funny. Not if your grandma actually drinks Fireball and is 90 years older.
Hey, girl, let's go.
She's either the hippest lady in the world or just a drunk, and you need to probably talk to her about that. Although we did find the show, evidently, for her, right?
Yeah,
there it is. That's coming
on the beach.
On ABC.
It's a boyfriend. So do dogs drink mochas? Well, not usually, but Snoopy is not your average pooch. Starbucks lovers in Japan have a brand new option with the Snoopy Caramel Chocolate Oat Milk Frappuccino.
That's
you
a
got
lot
all
of
that?
Words, man.
Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of ingredients as well. Chocolate chips, caramel sauce, whipped cream, and a Snoopy-shaped chocolate right on top, all available for a limited time, but and only in Japan. So you can't get that for your mom for her birthday.
I'll be right there. Well, you know, you can think about this, but Edible Arrangements, their parent company, which has the site edibles.com.
Oh, no.
Edible Arrangements is now selling actual edibles through edibles.com. Mm.
All right.
Well, this won't go wrong at all.
Yeah, yeah, that's
waking up with KB.
Sorry, Grandma. I meant to send you a fruit basket, but I found the show for you.